this is. Turn yourself inside out. A DCU's Batman Comics verse, Red Robin Comics fanfic, written by DEFCON 2 and read by Raina Jenkins. This story is rated R and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Jason Todd, with additional tags for light bondage, cross-dressing Tim is the best Tim. He's still not sure how they got here, how they've reached this point. It blows him away a little that Tim trusts him enough to let him do this. He doesn't know if Tim loves him. Tim, who is too contained and all sharp edges and who would never say it, who took so long to break down his walls enough to admit that he cares, that this thing between them is a whole lot bigger than a few blowjobs in a dirty back alley. But that he would allow Jason to have control over him like this. Allow Jason to secure his wrists to the headboard with one of his overpriced silk ties. And leave himself so completely vulnerable. Legs spread and eyes wide. Shows a whole lot of trust that Jason isn't really sure he deserves. Tim could undo the knots with ease at any time if he wanted to. But he doesn't. And it makes something in Jason's chest clench a little. Forget Red Robin. You should go undercover like this full time, Jason says, running his hands up Tim's fishnet-clad legs, fingers skimming the edges of Tim's slinky black dress. This is going to be a thing with you, isn't it? Tim says, sounding more composed than he has any right to be when Jason feels like he's about to shake apart. Yep, Jason says, letting the pee pop in a way that he knows Tim finds obnoxious. You're a real knockout like this. Jason doesn't have to look up to see the flush that's surely coloring Tim's neck to know that it's there. It's one of those contradictions that Jason doesn't understand. That the other boy can slip into Jason's apartment, looking like this, and take to bondage without so much as blinking, but throw a compliment his way and suddenly it's too much. You're being ridiculous, Tim says. But he's less composed now, thrown off and getting impatient. Are you going to just stare at me all night? This is a contact sport, Jason. Jason huffs a laugh and finally looks up, taking in the flush high in Tim's cheeks and the stubborn set to his chin, gaze looking more challenging than anything else. Tim is always doing that, challenging him with a pointed look, heavy with expectations. Half the time, Jason doesn't know if they're fucking or engaged in an ongoing chase of anything you can do, I can do better. It should piss Jason off. It does piss Jason off, set him on edge, but mostly it just turns him on. Patience, Timothy, Jason says, reaching to tug Tim free of his fishnets, and smirking when the tights make a satisfying ripping sound. We've got all night. The end.